Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I have some funny audio from yesterday at opening day down at Fenway Park. We were at the Lansdowne Pub. Thank you. We had a ton of people come down for the event. I got to tell you, that place was slam packed. And we stayed there right up until just about first pitch. And then everybody kind of spread out and went a bunch of different places, although there is some confusion as to where people went. There was an argument in studio this morning while music was playing between Annie and Dan as to whether or not they went to a bar. Which bar do you think you went to?
So Dan and I did a little bar crawl. We had a time. So okay. We did all of those ones right there, like Loretta's, Cask and Flagon, and I am convinced we went to Game On.
Okay.
And Dan thinks otherwise.
And Game On is right there at Fenway, like right in the park
at the corner.
There.
Yeah,
before
right
we get to producer Dan, what is this? Is it group drinking audio? What is this?
Yeah, so when we were at Lansdowne Pub, I saw this group of four people, three guys and one girl, and they were just tearing it up, and they were actually going into the game. So this is them before.
All right, guys, we're here at Lansdowne Pub for opening day. You're right. You guys are all going in the game?
Yep.
Is this your first opening day?
Yes, maybe.
You're gonna go sit in the whatever 35 degree weather?
Absolutely.
No problem.
45?
We brought jackets.
A t-shirt, buddy.
Oh, man.
All right, what are you guys gonna do during the seventh inning stretch?
By the looks of it, I might be napping.
How long have you guys been drinking for?
Yes.
How long have you been drinking for?
Yes.
The guy was hysterical.
Producer Dan, Annie says you guys went into Game On. You say you did not go into Game On.
No, we didn't go into Game On.
Yes, we did.
You couldn't open your eyes.
Well, here's my question. That's me every day.
I mean, Annie, you Instagram everything. So were you able to go back through your stories or your photos to debunk your theory?
Well,
or
I didn't put the location on my Instagram story. You see, this is the problem.
Yeah, but can't you tell?
What do you mean?
If the bar looks a certain way.
Context clues. Like, what's behind you? Like a giant sign that might say Game On. That says Game On backwards.
So where do you contend they went?
We went to the Cask and Flagon, and we met some of her friends.
Yep.
Yeah. Some real Quincy folk.
Yeah.
Good people.
And then Annie.
And then they got kicked out, and we went to...
forgot about that.
Yeah.
Just let Dan tell the story. He clearly knows it.
Annie has no idea what she did.
Yeah, no, I remember everything. I'm a professional.
You know, some stuff.
They were supposed to meet us at Loretta's first. Yeah. So we left the Lansdowne Pub after you guys left and we went over to Loretta's. And they had already been kicked out of Loretta's, so they weren't there.
No, they didn't even get into Loretta's. he tried to take his ID out and he must have dropped it or something. And the guy was like, yeah, you're not.
They were a little saucy.
Is this the group that's singing? What is this audio?
So this was, I thought it was Game On, but maybe it was Cask and Flagon.
Thank you.
A group of guys singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
So I'm here at opening day. How do you guys feel?
How do we feel? About what?
This game?
About what? There is nothing better than Fenway Park opening day in Boston. Not worried about the start.
Can I get your best rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game, please?
Take it out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crackers.
It's Justin Timberlake showed up.
I don't care if I ever get back to Wizard.
Socks.
If they don't win, it's because of sale.
I know. Twist the knife.
You're
going to
break windshields. Poor Chris Sale.
I love that you go out drinking and you run into a barbershop quartet.
And where did that happen, Annie? Do you have any idea?
Cask and Flag.
Are you sure?
No. But I'm going to trust Dan on this one.
60-40.
I'm pretty sure.
You know what happens. The day just gets away from
me. I am dead.
We had a blast. It doesn't matter where we were specifically.
We had a time.
I had to leave because I took Barrett to, or I had lacrosse practice for Barrett. And so I'm just following along with all of your guys' Instagram stories. I see Kennedy has left the group and she's gone to a different location. I'm seeing pictures.
Did I put that on Instagram?
Yeah. You put a picture of you doing a shot of something.
That was at the bar with us. We all did a shot together.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, when you
maybe
post-
after you left. But yeah, we did a fireball.
You
shot.
Were on the inside.
Yeah, you were on the inside,
and I couldn't finish it. So that's why I said I shall shame. But yeah, I went somewhere else, but I was home by 3:30.
Yeah, we all did a shot, and it was going down a little too easy. So I'm like, I gotta go.
Yeah, it's okay. I finished everybody's fireball.
That's a fact.
Yes, you did, Dan.
Dan was just getting warm fireball. People were giving it to him.
Yeah, I got a free one. Just living my life.
What a time to be alive,
right?
People.
Oh, also. There was a baseball game yesterday.
Oh, there yeah. was
Can
a
we not talk about it?
There was a baseball game
was a
yesterday.
Tough thing
to watch. How do you let somebody steal home?
Yeah, that's that was just garbage.
There. And the Patriots were there, Kennedy. The Patriots were there.
We welcome our partners in sport, fresh on the heels of their latest world championship.
That's how we roll.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, and coach, please welcome you. Your six-time Super Bowl champion.
Me at the bar.
Yeah, let's start her off.
No, you sound more manly.
Is this just you screaming?
Just me.
Okay. I think we get it.
It sounded more like a Britney Spears concert.
And then I heard you left directly after this.
All right, we're going to get to that.
The two-time Pro Bowler, Stephon Gilmore. The Super Bowl MVP and three-time champion, Julian Edelman. All spent with the New England Patriots.
And then there was a conversation with two guys next to me about, where's Robert Kraft? Why isn't he here?
Like, are they serious?
He was having a spa day.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.